Polak, James Mattis resigned over diplomacy, not defense. By Joel B. Polak on December 21, 2018. Secretary of Defense James Mattis did the honorable thing on Thursday and resigned. In contrast to one of his predecessors, Robert Gates, who left the Obama administration quietly and then wrote a book bashing his boss. Beltway pundits are in a collective freakout. As the adult supervision theory of Donald Trump implies, he cannot govern by himself. Still, Mattis's resignation letter was noteworthy for one fact: how little it said about defense. In a page and a half of argument, Mattis barely mentioned his core responsibility at the Pentagon, except to say, twice, and in exactly the same way, "We must use all tools of American power to provide for the common defense." In other words, national security depends on multilateralism. Earlier this month, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo gave a speech arguing exactly the opposite, that sometimes multilateralism thwarts American security and interests. Mattis described a common effort to push back Russia and China, leading the Trump-hating media to speculate that he was accusing the president of doing our enemy's bidding. But as Pompeo argued, China and Russia have exploited weak multilateralism to advance their own interests. Trump's position is that the U.S. can best confront rivals and help allies when placing its national interest and the nation-state model at the core of foreign policy. Not surprisingly, someone who sees multilateralism as the priority, which Mattis suggests he does in his letter, would have trouble hanging on in a Trump administration. He and the president agree on two things: the Defense Department is in better warfighting shape than it was before, and the U.S. must confront China and Russia. The disagreement is about means, not ends. The only damage to national security, if any, came from the media's panic.